I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO, good Saturday morning, and welcome to Birdwatch. Brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center, located at the corner of 12th and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn. Joining us in the studio, of course, for today's edition of Birdwatch, Roger Taylor.
I like it when DeAdrian is back in master control. She actually dances. You know, sometimes people aren't even singing. She really, that girl can dance. Yeah. Welcome to Birdwatch, everybody. And happy Saturday morning to you. Let's do the usual. We'll start with a trivia question.
All right.
And the prize today is a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. You can only get that at Waddell's, and this bag will be free, and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn if you take a pal with you, your meal, half price. And our phone numbers, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, and the question. Now, this is a broad generalization, and so we're not looking for a specific number. We're looking for a rounded number, sort of just a point where, well, the question is, how many spiders and caterpillars does a house wren feed its young in a single summer afternoon? And we're looking for round, a generalized number, not a specific number. But how many spiders and caterpillars do house wrens capture and feed to their babies during a nice summer afternoon? If you think you've got an estimate of that, 382-4280, 877-382-4280.
Let's head to the phones, shall we? The first one to give it a try this morning is calling in from Portage. It's Kate. Good morning.
Hi, Kate. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Just fine. You got an estimate for us?
Well, I'm going to guess 10,000.
Way high. But but thanks for making a guess.
All righty.
Have a good one, Kate.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Kate. Mary in Lawton. Good morning.
Mary, how are you today?
I am just great. Thank you, Roger. This is going to be a wild, wild guess. 150.
You're low. So now we know it's somewhere between 150 and 10,000.
Okay.
That really narrows it down, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Hey, have a good one.
You too, Roger.
All right. Thank you very much for the try, Mary. 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Head down to Schoolcraft. Doug, good morning.
Doug, how many caterpillars and spiders does a house wren feed its babies during a single afternoon? What's your guess?
I'm going to say 600.
Our judges were stumped by that, and nope, the judges say not close enough. But thanks anyway.
Okay.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks for the try.
I had to
Doug.
Stop and think about that, and but not close enough.
All right. Let's see if Kathy has the number that you have in mind. She's calling in from Portage. She also has a question for you, so good morning, Kathy.
Let's do your question first, Kathy.
Well, it's kind of a question comment. I had a really unusual thing happen last evening right before sunset, And I'm just wondering if it really is that unusual. I have had not much luck all summer with hummers, and now all of a sudden my hummingbird feeders, I'm getting a lot of activity. And I had a hummer come to my feeder, and he would repeatedly, it hangs next to a trellis that has some morning glories on it.
Mm-hmm.
He would repeatedly feed at the hummingbird feeder and then fly over the trellis and just sit. And anywhere from 24 seconds to, I timed it was over a minute. And usually they feed and they just take off.
Right. I'm suspecting a juvenile who doesn't have the duties of defending territory, and he found or she found a food source that she could or he could be near and not be attacked, and so was just sort of hanging out next to the Dairy Queen, so to speak.
Okay.
And that's my guess. But it's interesting that you would say you hadn't seen a lot of hummingbirds this year. Have heard that from a number of people. And two things this week happened. I was chatting with a friend, Marv Bliss from the River Lake Inn, and he said all summer long he has been short of hummingbirds until a week ago. And in the last week, the number of hummingbirds, he said he is going through more nectar right now than he ever has at his place. And I have a friend who is involved in bird banding. And she was out this week and talks about having record numbers of hummingbirds in her nets that were being banded. So many at one point that they had to start releasing birds without banding them because they had such a backlog of birds waiting to be banded. And now you mentioned not seeing many hummingbirds and all of a sudden having a lot of activity.
Do they have a cause for this, Roger?
Not that I'm aware of. Apparently they were breeding someplace, but not
just
where...
Just not in my backyard.
Yeah. No, I don't know where they've been and why all of a sudden they're showing. But this week as well at my feeders, I had sporadic activity all summer long. I had a male who owned my feeder and a female that would sneak in occasionally. This week I have had a couple of juveniles just hanging on the feeder, and I know they're juveniles because they'll sit there together and eat. The juveniles don't have the territorial imperative, and so they don't so much care if there's another hummingbird around.
Now, may I make my guess now?
Yes.
I'm going to guess 620.
You're going in the wrong direction.
Darn.
But
just like the hummingbird.
Yes. But thanks for taking a shot at it.
All right. Thanks for the information, Roger.
Oh, you bet. Have a good
All
one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Back to the trivia question.
Okay.
And today's question is, in round numbers, how many spiders and caterpillars might a house wren feed its young in one summer afternoon?
Okay.
382-4280-877-382-4280.
Head up to Delton. Dan, good morning.
Hi, Dan.
Morning, Roger.
Got a guess?
Yeah, 500.
All right. We have a winner. Yes.
That's great.
And that's just round numbers, but that's an amazing number of insects to glean out of your yard. And that's why it's always good, not only from a sound perspective, the male house wrens sing vigorously, but from keeping insects in control in your yard without using pesticides. What a neat thing, huh?
That's great.
For getting that right, you get yourself a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from our friends at Waddell's and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn. Don't hang up. Hold on, Dan, and we're going to send you back to our pal DeAdrian, who'll need some information from you. And then, as we say every week, dinner for you and the birds is on us.
Oh, thank you very much.
You bet. Have a good one, Dan.
You too.
All right, thank you very much, Dan. Just hang on the line. We'll get you all squared away. Patchy fog burning off this morning. Otherwise, looking at sunshine, a high of 78, 67 right now in Kalamazoo.
When is the perfect time to plant top-quality landscape plants from Waddell's? Now. Want to know why? With all the moisture in the soil, plants will have less transplant shock. We have been getting good rains this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's great weather. It's perfect for the time of year because it's not too hot and not too cold. Fresh plants are arriving daily, and the selection is top-notch at Waddell's. And the prices, the best of the season. All of your flowering shrub favorites are on sale. Waddell's Nursery is packed with beautiful shrubs that will add color and interest to your outdoor living area. And this week, Waddell's has a special deal for you. Buy three shrubs and get one free. That's right. Choose from blooming hydrangea shrubs, viburnum, wigelia, rhododendrons, and a dozen more exceptional shrub varieties. Want something to attract butterfly? Butterfly bushes come in a wide variety of sizes and colors. Spirea shrubs are just coming into bloom. And check out the gorgeous blooming hydrangea shrubs. Stroll through Waddell's Nursery to choose the shrubs you like the best. And as always, Waddell's certified green industry professionals will be glad to advise you which plants would do best in your situation. Waddell's Florist, Nursery, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street.
Outdoor cats risk injury, disease, or getting hit by cars, and millions of small birds and other animals are killed each year by outdoor cats. Your outdoor cat can find plenty of entertainment indoors. For more information and a teacher's guide, see American Bird Conservancy's website at www.abcbirds.org. Make the world a safer place for cats and birds. Keep your cat indoors.
Throughout August, River Lake Inn's chef Mark Bailey presents three features you won't want to miss. First is the River Lake Inn's signature Pittsburgh prime rib. Oh, this has my personal endorsement. A handsome cut of aged prime rib with a special rub of herbs and spices, grilled to perfection and served with your choice of potato and salad bar. Second, due to its popularity, River Lake Inn continues to feature potato parmesan crusted fresh walleye, a succulent fillet of fresh walleye encrusted with delicious golden brown potato and parmesan cheese, again with your choice of the full salad bar. The third, a new addition, is a tantalizing chipotle peach glazed chicken, a perfect blend of hot and sweet. It too comes with a choice of potato. And be sure to mark on your calendar August 7th through the 10th for Abbott's Magic 76th Annual Magic Get-Together in Colon. come enjoy some great magic and stop by for a bit of dining magic before or after the show. The gardens are in full summer bloom. Come enjoy a relaxing stroll through the gardens, around the pond. Check out the nature trails with family and friends at Southwest Michigan's most tranquil restaurant setting. For details and directions, go to riverlakeinn.com or give them a call at 269-432-2626.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
590 WKZO as we continue with this morning's edition of Birdwatch. Roger Taylor joining us in the studio. Comment or question, 382-4280, 1-877-382-4280. Head right back to the phones.
Okie doke.
Linda in Lawrence, good morning.
Hi, Linda. How's things out west?
Busy.
All right.
I was just going to say, I'm going through at least a half a gallon, if not a whole gallon a day of nectar.
Did you experience the same thing that the River Lake Inn did, that you weren't seeing much activity until just recently, or has it been this busy all year?
We had probably 6 to 8 hummingbirds, and then this last week we probably have 12 to 20.
All right. So I'm sorry?
We have a lot of juveniles, because I got a picture of 6 girls or juveniles all at one time eating.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they just travel from another area and all of a sudden they're just here?
I've really got no explanation. But Marv at River Lake Inn said that he's never seen anything quite like it.
It's fun now that I've got so many.
That's what he was saying. Yeah. Well, that's sure fun. I like watching hummers.
Keeping me busy, though. Every time I turn around, I hardly can wash the feeders because I got to fill them up twice a day.
Well, you don't have to worry about your nectar going bad.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've picked up activity too this week, so
and
I'm
I
a happy
my
camper.
First, I think it's called a common throat yellow warbler.
Really?
2 of them, and they came right. I mean, they were within inches of my window because I have my hummingbird set, and they were just sitting there looking in the window.
Well, do you know that there are 70 species of bird that have been noted feeding at nectar feeders? And, you know, we tend to think hummingbirds and orioles.
Right.
But there's a lot of other birds. Chickadees nectar.
We hold off mowing any of our tall, because we have 40 acres, a lot of fields.
Yeah.
And a man just came to cut our field for hay, and it said in the book that they live in the, you know, big clumps of grass. They're ground people or ground birds.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm thinking maybe that's what made them come up, because I mean, I'm getting old and I've never seen one before.
Yeah. But waiting till August to mow those fields is certainly a boon to the birds that are nesting out there. And so you get a tip of the hat.
Well, thank you.
For waiting until August to mow your fields.
Yes, I holler a lot. And we have a lot of milkweed, and it's so sad because I think I've seen maybe one monarch.
Boy, I haven't seen a one this year.
Yep.
I'm afraid for the species.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling, Linda. Have
You're
a good
welcome.
One.
You too. Bye-bye.
And we've got calls stacked up like cordwood.
Well,
here.
We're going to have to hold off on
those. Oh, my gosh, yes.
If Nancy and Phil's hang on the line, perhaps you can get to them.
Yeah, I'll talk to you after the show.
Yes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Indeed it does. We'll do this again next Saturday morning.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
And thanks again for joining in on the discussion edition of Birdwatch this morning, each and every Saturday in the first half of the 8 o'clock hour. Birdwatch brought to you by Waddell's Nursery Floral Garden and Bird Center and by the River Lake Inn. Take a check of local news and then be back with Greg Crawford of Crawford Brothers Remodeling around the home. Coming up on 590 WKZO, 67 degrees, looking at the mercury to top out at 78. We'll have all the details for you coming up as well.
little birdie. Things just fascinate you so.